but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board Games on 95BFM. Our weekly chat with Waitemata local board head Pippa Coombe.
Yes, instead this week we are not joined by Pippa Coombe. We have, as alluded to earlier, branched out. And this week we are discussing to a different local board, talking with a different local board even. And that is the Faux local board. And that is, of course, WHAU rather than FAUX. The Faux local board is responsible for the kind of inner west suburbs. So Avondale, New Windsor, Kelston, New Lynn, in that area. And so last week was announced and launched the Pacific People's Plan by the Faux people, by the Faux local board. And so I decided that we have a chat with them about what it is and why it is and how it came to be.
When I first came into the chair position, we were mindful that there had been a project that quite a lot of money had been spent on. And we need to make some changes because it probably wasn't giving the previous board and community, of course, the outcomes they wanted for really engagement and connectedness. So we made a change and we put a recommendation in to develop a Pacific People's Plan to support Māori responsiveness and to develop an ethnic person's plan. And of course, we had the process of completing the last project and then moving on to this new project and going through the development. And what I wanted to see as chair for our community was we didn't just develop a strategy, but we developed a living document that could work for people that were in the Faux. So we developed, of course, we being, and I talk about the wider we as community people, elected members, and staff, a first ever, and this is truly a first ever, I've been assured by staff, in the whole of Auckland City, a Pacific Persons Plan and the Ethnic People's Plan. And what it was with regards to input from community as to what did they want to do, what actions did they want to see, how could we associate works that were happening in the board anyway with budget lines to support our Pacific ethnic and Māori community. So these plans took quite a bit of engagement in the way that the staff actually went to groups and met individuals in some cases of very, very small communities, say the Te Latin community and Vanuatu. So when you look at Pacific people, it's a very broad area geographically. So we input to that, developed up a plan and then took that back and sought approval from those people and discussed it at a council staffing level. And so then we had the launch. Now, one of the actions, of course, with regards to that, which is really exciting because I really was determined as a chair, you know, we can write a plan, but let's make it real and let's make it work and let's make it viable for community. So one of the actions out of the Faux Local Board Pacific People's Plan, the first one was when we launched, which was alongside Auckland City West Police, ourselves and the local Pacific community group, the Walking Samoans, to develop a group of people who were named as Pacific Wardens, who had all the policing training, and that they would be engaged with our community and sharing with our community out and about in the town centres and areas where activities were happening and feeding back in to policing and the board about things that were happening in the community. So that's one action, and you know that team provides a really calming effect. They're highly visible, they are popular with engagement in community, and so that's one of the actions that came out of the Pacific People's Plan alongside how we connect with cultural activities, with engaging, with getting feedback from our Pacific, older Pacific people. So the plan's pretty exciting. We have signed it off and, of course, it was launched and we really believe that those short, medium, long-term goals that are in there will support and help grow our Pacific community.
With the community wardens, how important do you think it is for people to see their community members as protective members of that community itself in terms of their own safety?
For your listeners, I think what's important to share with you is that people like to engage with not only the wider community, but with their own community, their own people, their own culture. And I particularly am really fond of the way that Pacific community work and engage. And as I say, they're quite calm. They know each other. So there's a really relaxing and positive way of bringing together people and understanding. It's a little bit similar to, if you were, for your listeners, if you were thinking about some of the recent discussion around Māori community and babies being with whānau. So in this case, you know, when you look at it, it's about community being able to have a say for their community, their people, but also the wider group. And I think that, for me, is something that's really critical in how we move forward for providing a real safe and a reassuring presence on the ground and in the Faux area. That, you know, we are a beautifully diverse community in the Faux, and this is one part of the work that we do to keep that diversity alive and well and, you know, really support it. So I think it's quite exciting in that way.
One of the points that is outlined in the plan under the purpose section is to support Pacific residents through effective engagement with diverse Pacific communities. So what kind of ways have you drafted or mooted actually going about this?
Well, let me tell you, this is really exciting, and this is great, because I'm actually standing in Avondale Town Centre at the moment at Philip. If you're just talking with Sandra, the owner here, about Avondale and about community. And if you look at the Avondale Town Centre, that's going through a regeneration soon, right? So it's really fabulous in that we're speaking with our Pacific community about what do they want to see in their new community centre, their facility. So these are really good example of how this plan works in terms of engaging. So we have a group now of people in the community that are involved with the Pacific People's Plan that get to have a say and are engaging, for example, with the design elements, and we'll be engaging with future aspects of the design work around the new community facility. So that's another really good example of some work that's already happening on the ground now. The same as we are doing, of course, for the ethnic plan, which is going to be launched next week, and the Māori responsiveness, which we've been working on for a long time.
One of the outcomes of the plan reads, "Great neighbourhoods with strong community connections, capacity and voices. Our vision is that no matter where you come from or how old you are, there is a place for everyone in the Faux." How important is it to make people feel welcome in their community? A bit of a naive question, but
incredibly strong as the chair of the board and an advocate for community and the voice of community and the ratepayers, that everyone should have an opportunity, and everyone is, in my eyes, given an opportunity under my watch to be part of the Faux, because it is, after all, our residents and our communities. They are the ones that pay their rates and pay their rent and contribute via their families, and our youth who are with their families. So they get a say. I've opened the door of our board fully, and I've been engaging alongside community to say to people, we are the servants to you, so you make the decisions around what you want to see that works for you and the community. And I think when you look at great residents, so we've had residents come, we've had people come to the Faux local board that have never been there before. And being my first term, I'm really excited, because that's been one of my aims, to get that public gallery packed, and to, when we're out and about in the community, that people actually know who we are. Because part of the problem is not about us as individuals, but about actually what is, you know, how are your rates spent, and how is the money when you pay towards rates through your rent or through your families, how is that money spent? And so I really like to see, and I strongly, strongly encourage people to participate. And this is an example, because first term in, and this is the first time a project and a plan and actions have ever been undertaken in Auckland. So, you know, that goes through the whole channel of engaging with people, with communities. You know, you look at the Samoan Walkers, for example, a fabulous group. Who I've met with, and they are a group of people who live here, whose families live here, and we connect up, and then they have other friends, and we say to them, look, come along and be involved with the Faux, because it is, after all, your place, your whilea. This is yours, it is public. So I love that, I really love that, and I think we've done really well with that, you know, in terms of having that really strong open door policy. And you could see it actually when we launched this event. We had it was over 100 local Pacifica people to support the action out of the Pacific People's Plan. So
I still encourage people, please come and be part of and have your say.
Some of the objectives are about making the towns and neighbourhood communities stronger. What are three things that you think are incredibly important in making the communities within the Faux Local Board area stronger?
One, elected members, even though it's a three-year cycle, they must have the capacity and the ability and the strategic know-how and the human aspect to think about how is this going to look in the future. And that I believe in. This is not just for their term, for their vote. It is about how are you representing and making decisions for the future. And that future, as people may know from the Newland project that I've worked on for a number of years, could be a 25-year project. So one is future thinking. Two, really engage. And I've just been talking with a friend about, you know, you get out in the street. You do what we would call beat the feet. I call it that. And you actually call in, see people, say hi. What's happening? What do you want? What do you think? So I think engagement, real engagement. And the third thing to make these places great is, and this is the kicker, right? You need to have strong, competent people at the board and the governing body to make sure, especially where you have a board, they must have the capacity to advocate to get money because you are competing with 20 other boards to get money for your community. So I believe that those people need to be representative of our community. But they also, especially I think in that chair's role, which, you know, I've experienced and I'm in that role at the moment for a first term, if you're not able to advocate for funding and support as a governing body, council, then you're going to miss other opportunities for your community. So there's three that I think that's the kicker, having the ability to get the funding to support what the community want and engage it with community.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside down snake. Board games on 95 BFM.